Start your day with Drew every morning.
DIY projects in the pandemic. Cole Swindell, have you done anything? You built anything?
Oh, my God. I built songs. That's about all I can do. We've been, honestly.
No hobbies? No binge-watching shows? Nothing?
I do kind of regret not learning a new skill or something. I'm happy with writing and making it through this thing. That's what I'm going to do. I'm going to keep binge-watching shows, so if you've got any suggestions, please let me know.
Chicago's US 99. Drew Walker mornings at 7:10. It's going to be another beautiful day. Already 74 in Tinley Park now.
Hi, Drew. Just heard your interview with Brett Young.
Yeah?
I am the last Estrada in my family, so to speak, but I was blessed with two sons and one daughter.
Okay.
My daughter, she got married in February, and her husband's last name is Forrest. He is the only boy in his father's line.
Oh, wow. They're both the same. Okay.
Instead of carrying on his last name, they combined both last names and made Forrest.
Oh, wow.
I know.
That is beautiful.
It's beautiful, but when they shared it with us, when she asked me if I would be opposed to that, well, I'm not, because...
You went all mama on him, didn't you?
Yes, but, you know, I'm okay. But again, because I have two boys.
And it's super creative.
It is, and it worked out perfect for them.
Well, sometimes you just got to roll with the unexpected.
You do. Drew, you are awesome. I love listening to you in the morning.
Turn 16.
US 99 at 8:24. Hi, Dennis.
Hey, Drew. I just heard you bring up about the finding out you got siblings after 40 years.
Yes.
That's exactly what happened to me. In my mid-40s, I found out I was adopted and found out I was one of 10.
You had no idea your entire life that you were adopted.
And the funny part, my wife thought I was, but I never would confront my parents just out of respect. And after they passed away, paperwork surfaced and found out that I had 9 half-siblings out there.
That is incredible.
One actually lives 5 minutes from my house, and we've got a real close relationship with all my half-siblings now.
Dennis, I am speechless.
The majority of everybody is here in Illinois. My one brother's got an electrical contracting company downtown. My other brother just opened a bar on Taylor Street.
This is something out of the movies.
Yeah, it's phenomenal. It brought so much joy in my life having all these siblings.
Right.
And it was funny when we were dating. My wife's like, yeah, I hope we have kids someday. And I'm like, yeah. She's like, if we had to, we could probably adopt. I said, absolutely not. I would never adopt. I know. Isn't it hilarious?
Thank you so much for sharing, Dennis. You have made my entire weekend.
Absolutely. Thank you. Have a good day, dude.
Thomas Rhett, side hustle in the pandemic. What are you choosing?
I've actually talked to my wife about getting my real estate license. I'm not kidding. My wife, definitely, she shot that down, but I definitely would love to get my real estate license at some point and learn how to sell homes.
What was the reason she shot it down?
Because she was like, honey, you're a songwriter and a musician. You do not need another hobby. Because during this pandemic, I feel like I've learned how to, you know, shoot a bow. I've learned how to use my Traeger and smoke a bunch of meats. And I feel like every 2 weeks, I'm trying to do something different to kind of fill a void, I guess.
Chicago's hottest country, US 99 at 8:52. It's Drew. Getting in that Friday feeling, right? And a beautiful day. Sunshine, 87 for the high. Already 77 in Oak Lawn now. So coming up Sunday night, it is our on-air summer concert series with Lady A. Since we can't be together in Tinley Park like we planned, let's celebrate it on the air. 7 o'clock Sunday night, you and me, all the songs, all the feels, our Lady A on-air summer concert series. Coming up an hour from now, Erin is in with her deep dish on country. Morgan Wallen, new music, and a country collaboration like no other. But in the next 15 minutes, you and me, let's play the Brain Buster at 9:05.
US 99.
Jenny here from...